Here we go with episode 26 of Personalities at Carey, your very own WB Carey, second year full-time MBA students podcast. In episode 26, we are talking with Anubhuti Jha. Anubhuti is concentrating in business analytics. She has a vast background in supply chain.
She was able to get her hands dirty with multiple startups during her internship with MBAs across America this summer.
To get to know her better and to get a deeper understanding of MBAs across America, let's have a conversation.
Okay, welcome to episode number 26 of Personalities at Carey. We are here with Anubhuti Jha. Anubhuti, please say hi to our friends.
Hello everyone. Hi Shweth.
Hi. So let's get started with our very first question, which is always, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got to WB Carey?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Anubhuti and everybody can call me Anu. I'm from India. I am one of the second year full-time MBA students here at WP Carey School of Business. Before coming here, I was working with Steel Authority of India Limited as a procurement manager. I have 7 years of industry experience prior to coming for my MBA. While working, I realized that I need to get a broad perspective of business, and to really hone my business acumen, I should get an MBA. And so I decided to get my MBA in supply chain from ASU. And here I am with all you guys.
Did you consider other schools when you were applying for your MBA?
I did. So my target was to get into a school that is renowned for operations and supply chain management, which is why I targeted Ohio State, Arizona, Penn State, and there was one more, Purdue.
Alright. And since you're an international student, how do you manage your time with your family since you've flown so far away from your home?
It's been tricky for sure. When I first came here, as you know, that quarter one was intense for everyone of us. So initially it was like I used to make phone calls to my family once in a week or so, but eventually I have started making it a habit of talking to my mom at least once in a day every now and then. It's difficult at times, but still I try to keep up with my own commitment on that front.
And how has your experience been so far? Has it lived up to your expectations?
The experience at ASU?
Yes.
I think it's beyond expectations. I mean, certainly it was challenging first year in terms of managing ACADS with job search front, and given that I'm an international student, so I was definitely getting interviews, but then getting rejections as well because of current issues that are going on. So that was a bit tricky. And but in terms of activities that are going on, that were going on in first year, in terms of the classmates that we have gotten in our program, and I think everybody is so talented, so they, everyone has their own unique strengths, and I think I have, every now and then I am amazed by this wonderful group of people that we have here. I'm sure it's the same for first years as well. So I think coming here has been the best decision of my life so far.
Okay. Yeah. Any thing in particular that stands out to you in terms of your experience? Say you want to talk about some people or the clubs or the career services that has helped you grow in your past year?
One thing that I really, really like about getting my MBA from ASU is that I compared this with how the job search front works in India. So in India, it's more like companies come on campus and then they conduct interviews. And I find that is more like a spoon-fed thing that's being done, the way it's being done in India. So here you are made to like go out and like reach out to people, talk with them, and it makes you like introspect on a personal level, like what kind of company really fits for you. Like it's not like you are not good enough, it's more like fit here. So that's a very unique concept that's applicable here in US, and this is something that has stood out for me, and it makes me really like deeply assess on a personal level, like where eventually I really want to work and what kind of company would I be a good fit in. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, okay.
And you mentioned that you wanted to come here specifically for supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other concentrations that you're doing?
Yes, I'm doing business analytics because I think everything has become data-driven these days. So you can go in any function, be it finance, be it marketing, be it supply chain. But I think a very good quantitative analytical skills is something that is required in any kind of role that you end up taking mm-hmm. in any company.
So. Okay. And of all the courses that you've taken so far, do you have a favorite course?
I don't have a favorite course, but there are a few ones which I have liked more than the other ones. I recently took macroeconomics with mm-hmm. Bart Hobbins. That was a really good course. It was intense. Like the professor made us work a lot, but I really enjoyed taking his class. And beside that, in first year, I really liked CIS 505, I think, the SQL one.
Okay.
And I enjoy taking DMOD with buyers.
So, nice.
Yeah.
So you have multiple courses, not like others who just fixate on one course. Well, that's good. And mm-hmm. it's a variety of courses. Nobody else has mentioned economics yet.
Okay.
So I just...
Weren't a lot of people who actually took that course. So mm-hmm. if you end up doing this interview with other people from this course, I think they'll
like the course.
They'll take this name as well.
All right. What about how you went about looking for your internship and how that turned out for you?
So as I mentioned, I wanted to do supply chain, and also all my background is in supply chain. So, while I was interviewing, I saw a pattern that I was getting interview calls which was exactly like the kind of stuff that I was doing before. The job description was exactly like what I have always been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of... So that was the time around Feb or March where I kind of got that mind shift that maybe this is the time when I should really... diversify my profile and not be fixated on supply chain, because I think your MBA is the time where you can get out of your comfort zone and see like what other options actually are, and there are a lot of opportunities out there. So which is why I ended up joining the MBAX team with Shalini, and there both of us, we did three diverse range of projects with different companies. I did a project on financial analysis, I did a marketing assessment for a healthcare startup, and then we also went to Texas, and there we helped out this legal firm who helps low-income immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So when Shalini and I were there, so this whole family separation issue was going on. So I got to see that, like, for real, like, what the issue is and how it is impacting different people. So I think for my internship, I really got to have that diverse and broader view of different roles as well as different companies. So mm-hmm. which is something that I really wanted to do about my profile. So it helped me gain a lot of knowledge, not only on personal level, but also I think professionally I got to diversify the kind of diversification that I was looking for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So given that you are probably the first person I'm interviewing who's done the MBAX,
mm-hmm.
can you give a little background of how people can go about getting into the MBAX program? And what has been the history of it, and what will happen once you are done, or what, mm-hmm. in the next year?
So MBAX is basically MBAs across America. There were a few MBA graduate students who, I think it started with Harvard School of Business, where they started just traveling across America, and every interesting small-time enterprise that they came across, they ended up working with that enterprise for a couple of weeks, and then they moved on. So this is something that caught on over the past few years, and at ASU it was started by our seniors. So Jordan was the chairman last year, and She conducted a presentation, I think, during November last year. And that's how we got to know about it. So basically, for us, it was sponsored by Center for Entrepreneurship Department here mm-hmm. at ASU. It was still up until last year, it was only open for domestic students. But from our time, it became open to for international mm-hmm. students as well. There are also many sponsors, local sponsors who give basically donate money to Center for Entrepreneurship, and that's how we ended up getting paid for our internship. So our projects were basically pro bono consulting projects for these firms. So the firms did not have to pay anything to us. So it was entirely managed by the Center for Entrepreneurship. For more details, Shalini and I will be conducting a presentation of some sort, maybe sometime in first week of November.
Already have sponsors for the next year? The program is going to go forward?
Yeah, we are still in talks with Center for Entrepreneurship. So yeah, we'll have more information by then.
So it's definitely something to look forward to the first years.
Yeah.
Okay. So out of the three projects that you handle, mm-hmm. do you want to give us some detail on any one of them as to what your particular role was and what you ended up doing over that course of those 2 weeks?
Yeah, sure. So since this was not a typical internship project with just one firm, so a lot of reaching out to people and figuring out what projects we want to work on. We were solely responsible for all of those things. So Shalini and I personally reached out to a lot of local companies. And additionally, Career Services also helped us in giving us, leading us to connections eventually, just so that we can meet those companies and see if they are looking for something that aligns with what we wanted. So using Career Services helped, and also our own connections, we ended up working with these three firms. I'll talk a bit about how we started the entire internship. We decided that we want to do this internship for 8 weeks, and we'll do three projects, and each of them has to be like very diverse in terms of function and in terms of industry. And essentially we were like consultants, so everything was up to us to like assess the company's current status and give them recommendations for based on what the client wants. So for our financial project, the client wanted to scale up. So he just wanted to know whether whatever he's doing on the operations front makes sense financially or not. And since it was a very small scale firm, the owner was solely involved in operations and he just had one or two other employees working for him. So he had no clue what his financial books look like. So we helped him understand what his current situation is. We helped him. So he did not have, he had all the data, but he didn't know where to look at. So we showed him like, these are your expenses where you can cut down. These are the expenses which are like the fixed expenses, you'll bear it no matter what, you know, like the mm-hmm. terms that we were taught in our finance classes. So we also customized his own software that he was using, just so that in future he will be able to assess the financial record on his own. So that's how we gave our recommendations, and that's essentially our financial project. The next one was, I'll give a brief detail on all the projects that we did. The next one was more like a marketing assessment for a healthcare startup. So this project was more like finding what competitors are already existing for this startup and how this startup can have the second mover advantage over the existing competition, which was way different than what we did for our first project. And it was a bit depressing because it was more about cancer patients and like how you can reduce financial toxicity for breast cancer patients. So, but it was an eye-opener, given that I'm an international student and I didn't have much idea about how insurance works and how healthcare system works in America. So I got to learn a lot more about those things through this project. The third one was in Texas. It was for 3 weeks, and that's personally my favorite project because first of all, I got to see Texas. I mm-hmm. got to move out of Arizona for a while. And second of all, this whole family separation thing was going on at that mm-hmm. moment. And that's when I got there and got to see those immigrants who come to US. And I was working with Shalini. Shalini is already very much passionate about these issues. Mm-hmm. So being with her, I was working with the firm and we essentially helped them with their admin policies and again streamlining their case management processes. But I think seeing all those people for real and talking with them on a personal level, that project impacted me mm-hmm. more, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So yeah.
So did you have to like follow up with these people after you're done?
Yeah, we did. So it was one of our goals to assess like every month whatever recommendations we have made to these firms, whether it's being implemented the way we did or whatever challenges they are facing. And we are constantly in touch with these all these different firms and we are following up with them. So, yeah.
Okay. So the next few questions are going to be very simple, so you don't have to think too much about what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what you do in your free time when you are not working so hard for school or okay. for your internship. So what are your hobbies?
I like to read a lot, which I haven't gotten to do much ever since I got into this program. But I have always liked reading very diverse kind of books. Just last week, I got this new book called Infinite Jest from David Foster Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just like to read. I don't know. I don't have a very fixed inclination on a certain kind of genre. It's just that I got to know about this book from one of the classes that we had in data mining. And I was like, I want to read this. So that's how I go about my readings. Other than that, I like to binge watch. So I'm a huge Netflix fan. And I think I have an account on Netflix, on HBO, on Hulu,
wow.
and Amazon Prime. So yeah,
good that's for you. So the few questions that come up as a follow-up are, what is your favorite TV show?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is your favorite book?
My favorite TV show so far, like of all the ones that I have seen, I think it would be House of Cards.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not because of... Yeah, maybe because it tells you more about US politics, which is good to know, but also because... It's a very unique TV show which shows that gray side of people,
mm-hmm.
Even the ones who, like people who are celebrated widely.
Mm.
This show kind of shows you that even those people have certain grayish tones to them. Which is realistic and which makes sense. So I really like those kind of realistic shows. I also like Breaking Bad because it ended off on a very realistic note.
Hmm.
So yeah, if a TV show has a realistic tone to it, I tend to like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about a book?
My favorite book has always been To Kill a Mockingbird.
Hmm. Have you watched the movie as well?
Yeah, okay. I have. And I think... movie does not do any justice to the book. Like, I'm one of those who are like, no, the book is always better than what is being shown in movies or TV shows. But for this particular book, I'm like, everybody should definitely read the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel that sometimes when you read a book, it's your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you watch a movie, it's the director's vision. So if it doesn't align, you always have that,
Yeah, so I think why I struggle with that is I like to have my own interpretation of things. So when it's being projected in a certain way, I'm like, if it resonates with me, yeah, it's good. If it doesn't, then I'm like, no, this is not what he's trying to say. So, yeah.
Okay. And given that you've told me about your TV show, books, do you have a favorite movie also?
Movie, it varies. Like, it's not... it varies. Shawshank Redemption, but I think we all know it's like everybody's favorite. I like The Dark Knight.
Okay.
And I think I have watched it many times, like 3 or 4 times. And every time I look at Joker with a different frame of mind. Like the very first time when I saw The Dark Knight, I was like, yeah, the Joker is the villain. The second time when I saw it, I was like, no, maybe the Joker is the hero of this movie. And
the anti-hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I have kind of a love and hate relationship with movies. So
you're trying to look at him from
like
his perspective of how he looks at the world.
And also like so Batman is like he's one sole guy who's trying to fight crime and everything, you know. But Joker is so strategic about everything. Like he came and because of him all the bad goons went away and then Batman also had to go away and everything was fine, like at least for some time. So yeah. And some of his dialogues make sense actually. But I don't know.
It's a very complex movie.
Yeah, it is.
And do you listen to music? Do you have a favorite artist?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I can listen to music, but I don't have a favorite. I'm not really a music fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about if you want to talk to a person in history, have coffee with him or her, anybody who's alive or dead and get to know them, who would that be?
Oh, that's a good question. I've never thought of that. Maybe I would like to talk with Aristotle,
because
the philosopher. I don't know why. I don't know why his name comes up to me, but I have liked his ideas, his quotes. So maybe I would like to see what he thinks on a personal level. Like it's something else to write about. Like when you're projecting yourself to the world, a part of you changes. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know that person personally, like how he is personally.
His day-to-day.
Yeah.
If he's thinking so deeply about every little thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Right. And do you have any pet peeves?
I'm usually very laid back and very lethargic. So sometimes I'm very amazed by the energy of some people around me. Like they're always enthusiastic about things and I'm like, wow, I should be able to do that. But sometimes that kind of brings me down as well. Like I'm already laid back and I'm like, okay, I cannot match with that. So let's be laid down. And,
okay.
You know?
Do you go out and drink some coffee just to get that energy, the kick of...
I like tea actually, so yeah, it's ginger tea for me.
Okay. Alright, so now we're moving on to what the future holds for you. So what do you want to do after graduation? Which are the like top 5 companies or locations where you want to be, some roles that you want to be in?
I think I want to stay into supply chain procurement. But I don't want to get into manufacturing industry because I come from a manufacturing background and I don't want to do that again. So industry wide, I want to make a shift. I'm working on it and maybe I would try to get into tech sector. I don't have a list of companies as such. So I don't have exactly a top 5 companies that I'm targeting. But yeah, industry-wise, maybe tech sector. If I get a job, then I will definitely like to be here, stay in US for a while, and then go back to India. But given the circumstance, I'm open to going back as well, or open to global opportunities. So I don't have like very fixed mindset on, okay, these companies or this area or this particular region, given the constraints that I have. So,
and that, now that you've been through your first year, do you have any advice for the first years, how they should approach the stress that they're going through?
I would have to say, first, try to accept it, because it's a part of the program. As long as you keep fighting that stress, it's only gonna be like, it won't help. So first accept it, and then try to, like, one of the mistakes that I made was, like, I was trying to trying to be align myself according to the external things that were going on, rather than working on things my way. Like, let's say I'm not a morning person, so I would last year I would try to become a morning person more and more, and be like, no, I should wake up early, and I was really trying hard to do that. But then I realized this is something that's not working for me. So I should get things done at night and then be ready for school the next morning. So, like, really understanding what actually works for you, finding that out first, and then try to make improvements on that front should help. And this is something I realized late, so I think first years should. Yeah. Yeah,
I like that advice. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I should take that advice as well. Once you're done with your graduation, how would you like your peers to remember you?
I don't know. As laid back Anubhuti, I don't know. Because, yeah. That's a difficult question. I really don't have an answer to that.
Okay. That's fine. So thanks for doing this with us. And if people want to come and talk to you, get in touch with you, do you have any specific social media that you are active on?
I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm not on Instagram because I don't photograph well. But yeah, these are the forums that I am on, and people can definitely reach out to me. And then, yeah, there's my contact information on the database. So,
Thank you so much once again. And thank you
so much for having me.
Everyone else who's listening, thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
That was a very enlightening conversation. And the advice that Anubhuti has given is definitely worth taking. Please keep being your cool self. And we know that great things will happen to you. Keep at it. And to all our listeners, keep listening to us. Thank you very much. Goodbye and peace.